Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast. Sierra Leone Energy Supply. A comparative analysis of SLPP's 2018 manifesto versus 2023 achievements. By the Sierra Leone Live team. Welcome to Sierra Leone Live's comprehensive comparison and analysis of the Sierra Leone People's Party, SLPP, and its 2018 New Direction manifesto against its achievements in the energy sector after 5 years in office. This analysis will provide a detailed exploration of how the promises made in the 2018 manifesto align with the actual achievements reported in 2023. The aim of this comparison is to equip you, the citizens, with the facts and figures necessary to gauge the performance of the SLPP in the energy sector. Our political and data analysts have meticulously dissected each goal outlined in the 2018 manifesto and evaluated its corresponding implementation, or lack thereof, over the past 5 years. From electricity supply restoration to rural electrification initiatives to investments in renewable energy, each point in the manifesto has been thoroughly compared with the tangible progress noted in the achievement report. To foster further understanding and active civic participation, Sierra Leone Live has also compiled a list of 25 pertinent questions that will accompany this analysis. These questions will aid you in discerning whether the SLPP has indeed met its manifesto promises. The following is a point-by-point analysis comparing the New Direction 2018 manifesto to the achievement report after 5 years. We'll discuss whether each point in the manifesto was achieved and highlight key indicators of progress not specifically mentioned in the manifesto. Restoration of electricity supply to all district capitals. According to the report, 9 out of 16 district capitals have been connected, meaning some progress has been made. However, it falls short of full accomplishment, assuming the remaining district capitals are still without electricity. Rural electrification for towns exceeding 20,000 population. The report does not provide specific data on this. However, the fact that 31% of households now have access to electricity suggests some progress in this area. Without a baseline or location-specific data, it's hard to definitively evaluate the progress in rural electrification. Establishment of a rural electricity board and fund. There's no mention of this in the achievements, so it's unclear if these were established and what their impact might be. Connection of at least 5 villages and 2 towns in each district to the grid or standalone renewable schemes annually. There's no specific data on this in the achievement report. It mentions increased installed generation capacity and expanded transmission lines, which could facilitate this, but without more specific information, we can't evaluate the progress. Massive investment in renewable energy, achieved. The report shows renewable energy generation capacity increased from 10% to 35%. Promotion of renewable and modern forms of energy like LPG is not explicitly mentioned in the report. Encouragement of mini hydro and solar schemes with financial incentives, not explicitly mentioned in the report. Enhancement of female access to modern energy. The report does not provide data on this. Encouragement of mining companies to sell excess power to the grid. Not explicitly mentioned in the report. Review and strengthening of the regulatory agency for the water and electricity sectors. Not explicitly mentioned in the report. Promotion of energy efficiency measures nationwide. The report mentions the reduction of the cost of operations, which might show some efficiency measures, but it's not clearly stated. Reform of the power sector, including connection to the West African power pool, is not explicitly mentioned in the report. Additional achievements mentioned in the report that were not in the manifesto include increased installed generation capacity from 105 megawatts in 2018 to 160 megawatts in 2023. Electricity generation per capita now stands at 55 kWh. The government has expanded the transmission line to 740 kilometers. The EDSA deficit was reduced to 60%. Aggregate technical, commercial, and collection losses were reduced to 40%. Some progress was made on a few goals outlined in the manifesto. However, many of the specific commitments were not explicitly addressed in the achievement report, making it difficult to evaluate the overall performance. The government has made strides in increasing overall generation capacity, especially in renewable energy, and in expanding access to electricity. This suggests progress towards the broader objective of making energy more widely available. More specific data would be needed to evaluate progress. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Is your organization looking for ways to communicate its most important messages to Sierra Leoneans worldwide? Please send us a message by using our Contact Us form, and feel free to share this and any other audio on our site on your social media channels. Sierra Leone Live, linking Sierra Leoneans around the world since 1999.